This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Ben Holderness. Thank you so much for tuning into the Holderness Family Podcast.
You know, we are bringing some energy here today.
It's fake energy.
We have some allergies.
Yeah. And it's so funny. You say allergies now and everyone's like, ooh, I know. These are actual allergies. You can see the pollen in the air. It is tough sometimes bringing it all the time. You know what I mean?
No, but I have to say, you know, Penn and I, first of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
And we got to talking about this podcast because it is the favorite thing we do.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just we go upstairs and, you know, in our little attic space here and we hit record and we just start talking.
And we wander.
And we wander.
Yeah, we wander.
And, you know, but it brings us joy. But I have to say, I love listening to podcasts. It's hard for me to listen to our own because I hate the sound of my own voice. But what I've been needing out of a podcast lately, I'm just not finding. I told Penn.
You mean out of the podcast that you listen to?
That I listen to. Okay. I listen to a lot of great ones. And they do such a good job. But I'm needing, the world continues to be so serious. And I pay attention to all those. And I read about all those. But I need like a little bit of joy and levity.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I'm wondering if other people are needing that too.
Yeah. And so we had a conversation about this.
Yeah.
And it ended, well, it started with you saying, what about some segments? And,
yeah.
And I am a sucker for segments. The podcast that I listen to, not only do they have segments, but they have imaging for the segments, like a little quick open or some sort of like audio cue that the audience can be excited about.
So we got to thinking, first of all, If you enjoy this podcast, we love reviews in general, but give us some feedback because we're workshopping. You guys, we're bringing you in. We did get a review this week, and it was from Janelle C. She says, it's like hanging out with friends. I love it and have laughed out loud more than once. And then a laughy cry emoji.
Thank you. As long as she likes her friends, that's a compliment.
Well, imagine if she hated her friends.
Right. It's like hanging out with my friends that won't
frenemies.
Leave. Yeah.
The frenemies.
Exactly.
So we wanted to be like that. I mean, not every week. We're going to get into the serious stuff too. But I know if I'm looking around the internet and need some joy in my ear holes, that maybe you do too. And so we, I mean, mostly Penn have.
But I enjoyed this.
Have come up with some segments. You may hear these weekly. You may never hear these again.
Right.
So we're counting on you guys to tell us what segments work.
Right.
And what don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I just started throwing crap on a doc. It was like spaghetti.
A document, by the way.
Yeah, on a document. It's like throwing spaghetti in the wall.
But in Google Docs
form. It's how we do most of our brainstorming. But instead of paring them down beforehand and, you know, choosing the best ones, I'm going to be presenting these live and get live reactions from my dear wife about what she thinks might work. And I also, I'd like your opinion on this if you think that they're bad ideas, Kim, and I'm totally okay with that. But what I did is, like, the thing I was most excited about was I did a little song for each of the bits.
Your brain.
That you play beforehand. And I actually wrote 10. I pared them down to 8 when I found out that there was a 0% chance that two of them were going to make it. So right. I didn't even put those in.
We got in a little fight. Can we even say that?
Yeah.
Because he's like, I just want to play these for you. I'm like, I am, hi, nice to meet you. I need everything planned. Control freak.
Right.
No, I need to know them. And then I immediately axed two of them.
Right. And by the way, I really want to do one about, like, we just got in a fight.
Our weekly fight.
I think our weekly fight. So I need to come up with music for that as well.
Okay.
Because it's there. We do have weekly fights.
And they're not big.
No. I mean, usually, okay, if they're big, we're not recording.
Yeah, that's the truth. And
we've gone downstairs to work it out. And then we've gone upstairs and amicably figured it out. We've gotten in fights in the middle of this podcast. You just don't hear it because one of us says, press pause.
Hit stop. We're not talking about this right. And then we say, yeah. Max, edit that out.
Right. And Max knows when we're getting in a fight because you just get a new file. So if Max gets two files,
he knows there's a fight.
It means that we got in a fight. Yeah.
And listen, we wrote a whole book about fighting. We're not trying to shelter you from our fights, but I don't need a microphone in my face when I'm fighting. Although sometimes I'm like, you totally said that. You're like, I didn't say that. I'm like, God dang it. I wish we were recording.
Hey, so
okay, anyway, sorry.
So I've got 8 of these. Should I present them from worst to best in
ascending order? No, honey, remember, we're following the format. We're starting with a question.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we're going to start with a weekly question. You guys, a while ago, sent us in a lot of questions since we have like 200 of them. That being said, send us more questions because we want to do like a question of the week.
And is it okay if like sometimes we'll do 2 questions?
We can do 8.
Three?
We can do whatever we want.
All right, honey. And so then we'll play this to get it started, right?
Do you have any questions for us? Here is where we answer them. We will try our best to get to as many questions as we can.
And then you kind of fade it out.
You were like,
and you keep the music going for the question.
Oh, okay. See? It sounds like Daughtry. Is that a band that very sounded very Daughtry-esque?
I was channeling my 90s like live, you know.
Nickelback almost.
Oh, I feel it coming back. Like I was going for live, but I guess Daughtry's the guy from Charlotte, right? Who was in American Idol.
I'm unsure.
I'm unfamiliar with him as well.
Okay. So Aotis001 asks, what does Penn wish someone had told him about his ADHD when he was 13 years old? And now we fade.
I was on it.
You guys.
And then you hit the button and it turns it off. This is a little bank on my podcaster, a little button bank that has changed my life now. I figured out how to download all the little opening songs. So like, for example, if I wanted to start over.
So asking about his ADHD is appropriate right now. I've just put a bank of buttons in front of him and asked him to concentrate. So what do you wish someone had told you about your ADHD when you were 13?
To sit in the moment for just a little bit when you get the chance. Like if you are watching a beautiful sunset, just watch the dang sunset and clear your mind and be in that moment and appreciate it. If you're with your grandparents and you're having dinner, like stop a second and just be still and enjoy the fact that you're with that person and you don't know when you're going to be with that person again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it goes all the way to school projects and questions on tests, just like rushing through things, which is the natural thing that your brain does. And I'm not going to say that it's going to happen all the time, but if I could go back and tell myself, you would have performed better in school. And you also would have had more real joy and appreciation of what's going on around you if you had just sat in the moment for a little bit longer.
I think that's great advice even for non-ADHD people. That's like, as a 46-year-old, I'm trying to find, you know, my kind of statement, one of these, I kind of did a, picked a statement for the year a couple of years ago, but it's find extra in the ordinary. Just like sit in those ordinary moments and find the specialness of all of it. Mm-hmm. And it takes effort for my brain to do that. So I think that's really beautiful advice. And I'm trying to see what our 12-year-old, who's never been diagnosed, but I mean, come on.
He's a highly functioning.
Oh,
I
totally.
Think, ADHD. Yeah. If we had to, and also, I mean, it's when you get diagnosed, there's the inattentive, there's the hyperactive, there's all these different things. And that's one of the like most important parts about getting diagnosed is that it is a spectrum,
right?
Like most neurodiversity. And they would be able to kind of explain where you fit in. Like I'm on the inattentive side,
right,
more than
PC.
The hyperactive
yeah.
side. Yeah.
Yeah. So that being said, I do see we have enough people we're related to via friendships or in our life, and you see the hyperactivity. So that's it. You know, there was another question in there about, you know, was it hard for you to make friends? I think there are some like behavioral issues sometimes that make it harder to have friends. That wasn't your thing. It was more of inattentiveness.
Yeah.
And that's our son, which is, you know, at some point I do need to let him walk out the door without shoes and see what happens, you know, just like see how long it takes him to understand
yeah.
and to do that. Anyway.
Well, thank you for that question. And then again, so that worked well with the music. I think we're going to stick with that one. That seems like an endless well of information that we could use.
Okay. And along right? those lines, also Leanne, who works with us, pitched a segment called Would You Rather? And so a weekly kind of like, would you rather question, you could even send, she sent a lot of them that were great. If you guys have a fun, would you rather, let's hear it.
Do you want to play the imaging? So do you want to know a funny story? Like I unplugged something just now because I thought that I could. And so it's in here somewhere, but we may have to guess which button it is because I didn't put the tape on the button. The other option that we could do is just have Max pause for a second.
Yeah, Max will just pause. Hey, hang in there. We're going to be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Okay, let's try that again. Okay, here is Would You Rather.
Hey, it's time for everybody's favorite weekly game. Yeah, both of these options are unbearable. Gotta choose one, even though it is terrible. Let's play Would You Rather, starting now. Hey, all right.
I love it.
Okay, but are these all terrible? Or some of them like, would you rather be king of the mountain or queen of the mountain? Or mostly terrible. That's what I want.
No. They're not mostly terrible. They're good questions.
You know what I mean? But like the options should both be terrible.
No, that's not. Okay, we can do that. We can ask a few.
Oh, but these are the good ones.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you...
You don't want to keep it up a little bit?
Nah.
Okay.
Good. Okay, so one of the questions, and you guys sent some in yourself. Would you rather go back in time to meet your ancestors, you know, go sit at a table with your grandparents, or go into the future to meet your great-grandchildren?
I know mine.
What did you?
I think it's because, you know what? It's I would go into the future for two reasons. One, you know, like while I'm there, I could find out who won the last 50 Super Bowls. And I could make some money in gambling. No, I'm kidding. It, honestly, it's probably egotistical. I would like to know what my great-grandchildren are going to look and act like, because they're, you know what I mean? I guess I guess you could do the same thing with your great-great-great-great-grandfather, but I'm just worried that my great-great-great-great-grandfather in North Carolina just might not be a person I'm going to want to hang out with.
Right. Okay, I get what you're laying down there. Yeah. I'm definitely going to go great-grandchildren, mostly so I could just like pass him a note saying, listen, it is not all my fault. I did the best I could. Your grandparents, I mean, I tried. I really tried, and I'm sorry. But I also, how egotistical is it for me is that I was in my 20s and I had a great grandmother alive.
Isn't that amazing?
She passed when I was like 23 or 24. So I had a relationship with my great grandmother. So there's a chance. I eat well. I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah, I'd love to have seen my granddad, because his dementia started hitting when I was about 6, and that's really when you start remembering conversations anyway.
Right.
And so the last 10 years of his life, he wasn't really there. Like, I would have loved to have had I think that would be the one person, like Papa Bear, I would love to have just been able to go back and just have a conversation with him. You know what I mean?
And this is your dad's dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And but what about your mom's parents? Did you have...
They were okay for a while. I mean, like, when I was in... They passed away when I was in college and shortly after, but they had their wits about them through a lot of my high school career and got to go see shows, like, you know, my show choirs. Got to be there for that. Came to some basketball games, too.
Okay.
Like, my granddad, who played for Carolina, it was kind of cool having him at my basketball games because he was so tall, he would walk in and people would be like, ooh, I wonder if that guy played basketball.
So do you feel like you take physically after your mom's side then?
Yeah, my mom gets confused now because she's got Alzheimer's and she thinks that I'm either her uncle, like her brother, or her dad. Mm-hmm. She's like, but when she was able to talk, she would say that. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, that can be sad, but it also was kind of cool.
Yeah.
They were good looking guys.
Yeah. I do want to have as a guest, because we are going to leave a segment to have guests. I would love that. I've been doing a lot of research into just like longevity and brain health. And because both, you know, as you heard here, so, you know, Penn's parents have dementia and Alzheimer's and his grandparents did as well. Like, I feel like you'd be a fascinating person to study, but also there's so much good research out there. I feel like we need to get like a, you know, somebody on this podcast just so I can selfishly pick their brain about keeping your brain healthy.
I mean, you've championed that cause for over 2 years, 2 or 3 years, like when we started putting my parents went into skilled nursing. And I am very aware that you are down with that. Like, we have all kinds of supplements and, you know, we've made some lifestyle changes already, but yeah, totally. Like, I'm here for all of that.
Okay. There's more would you rathers.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Do you want to do that? Are we moving? Do we like this as a segment?
I don't have to play it again.
Have to play it again.
Okay. No, I really like Would You Rather, because that was a deeper one. And I think some of these are just going to be fun. But sometimes they get deep.
Would you rather live in a mountain cabin with no human contact or a big city studio apartment with no personal space?
I mean, this is going to split down the middle, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't that funny you think that? Isn't that funny you think
so
that?
What? Oh, really?
Isn't that funny you think that? You think that I'm gonna want to go live in a mountain cabin
with no human contact?
Okay, mountains sound cold to me.
Okay, so it's a temperature thing.
It's a temperature thing, and I do like. I love when we lived in New York City. Besides that, we were broker than broke. I loved that. Mm-hmm. I love it because to me, you can be very alone in that city.
Right,
and so yeah, I think I'd go city.
Did you hear the last three words? No personal space. No personal space for you, which means there's somebody in your business at all times. When you're awake, when you're asleep, when you're working, when you're doing anything.
I could put on AirPods and earpods. I think they're called AirPods.
Well, they're AirPods if you're an Apple. They're earpods or earbuds if you're anything else. So you're going with the city.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, everyone knows I'm going to go with the city. So that's an upset. I'm surprised.
What do you guys think about that segment? Gotta let me know.
Would you rather?
Now,
I like the ones that are like, would you rather have a huge boil coming out of the side of your head in the shape of Richard Nixon, or like not be able to ever breathe out of your mouth, only through your nose. Like weird. I like weird medical issues. Okay. With those
she did
too.
Have one. Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Yeah. See, that's, so I think we can really get creative with these. And I want you guys to send in some very specific, awful situations.
I don't like them.
Although, no, those are fun. Because you don't have to actually do them.
Would you rather have feet for hands or hands for feet?
Hands for feet. They're so much more grabby.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't want 4 feet. Oh, but then you could run really fast. Yeah. Hang on. You wouldn't be as fast with hands for feet, but you'd be able to climb.
Yeah, I feel like you would. You especially, you're so tall, you'd topple over.
So for me, I just don't like bending over to pick stuff up.
So you're just thinking, and you could just like...
Hands for feet, I don't ever have to bend over, ever.
Yeah.
Because I'm already bent over.
That's the better option.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we also will have guests, and we would love your feedback on guests you want to hear. We have some in the works. And then we pitched a segment called like a favorites, like at the end of the show, although we're not at the end of the show yet. You can't hang up. Like what our like favorite, you know, Instagram followers or favorite item we're using, something that we love and we want to share the news on.
Funny TikTok videos that she's rocking, scarves for her necklines and dresses with pockets, stuff she discovered and joy that it brings. These are a few of Kim's favorite things.
They could be your favorite things too.
I know. So I did these very quickly. And it's funny because I had this as a favorite things, but I also had just your TikTok things. So those are different from, I mentioned TikToks in this, but we could also do one that's just TikTok, which would be this one.
Kim's TikTok. Do you know that Kim watches a lot of it? Kim's TikTok. Here's something that you learned from like it.
Well, you didn't hear the words though. I'm going to play it again.
Kim's TikTok.
Honey,
do you know that Kim watches a lot of it? Kim's TikTok. Here's something that you learned from it. Here's something that you learned from it.
No.
You just learned so many things from TikTok.
I do. And we'll save that for when I... But a lot of times I just want to be entertained. So I don't want to feel like I have to comb through TikTok.
It's interesting because your TikTok habits are... They're twofold. You do have like this time that you like to sit there and just laugh and sort of fade into... the evening with joy, because a lot of those are joy TikTok videos. But you do quote something that you learned on TikTok at least once a day.
I know. I used to tell people, well, you know, I read it somewhere. I'm like, no, I just heard it on TikTok. Like, I no longer pretend that I would read a book or read an article.
It's a veritable source for you now.
You know what I heard on NPR? No, you didn't, Kim. You heard it on TikTok.
That was why I put it in there. So I think we're not going to do that one.
If for some reason I really need to tell the people.
Yeah.
But also I will say, because if I hear it on TikTok, I do research it, because I just because it aligns and confirms what I think. I know I am just a subject to misinformation as anybody else. So I am careful about that stuff.
All right. So let's do favorite things, and we'll make it our favorite things. I need to rewrite it anyway, because rocking and pocket, they don't rhyme. That was lazy on my part.
Mm-hmm. I got a skirt from Evereve and it has pockets, so I like that. But also, you guys, I found this sunscreen that even my kids will put on, because I'm big on sun protection. And I'll put the Amazon link in there. It's called Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen, and it's like reef safe. So I'm also trying to like clean up our skincare too. And it's clear, and it feels so good putting on that, like our kids... to the point where they emptied the bottle. I'm like, y'all, this is not free. But it's like scent free and oil free, and it's invisible, and it's so that's a favorite. Or we've been super into that.
Nice. I finally found my favorite chapstick. It's taken a long time.
You have a favorite chapstick?
Because like, you guys, my lips get chapped a lot.
Mm-hmm. You always take our chapstick and leave to the point where Burt's Bees. So you had like 5 different chapsticks without lids, and I put an Insta story, and Burt's Bees delivered like 20 caps.
That was clever. And then they also gave me some. But so of that stuff they gave me, I found like, and it is Burt's Bees is my favorite kind, but some of them are like, I don't know, they react with your nose and your mouth.
Like, well, because they're like scented. Right. There's some scented ones.
Yeah, but the cucumber mint one that I stole from Lola and she made me give back to her, I want to get like 700 of those.
Cucumber mint.
Yeah, cucumber mint. It's like giving your lips a facial.
But it is on your face.
But just your lips.
Okay, so we'll put links to those in our show notes. Nice. I like that. Okay, it's good to know.
Can we make money off of that too?
I don't think so, honey.
Yeah, we could.
No, we just want to be like nice and share things, honey.
Do you remember Parks and Rec? There was that lady who owned a website called Bloosh, where she just talked about stuff that she liked, and that's how she made all of her money. You're laughing. I'm going to do it. I'm just.
So
gonna start,
you did.
Like,
so what did you do? What did she do?
It was like she would be like ox blood.
Oh yeah, and anything
artisan
she
chairs. Yeah,
yeah, and anything sudden, she recommended, yeah, went crazy.
It was Mandy Moore. She was the actress.
No, she wasn't. That 100% was not her.
Who's the one who's married Andy Roddick?
Not Mandy Moore.
So was it Mandy Moore?
No. And I don't think it was the person married to Andy Roddick.
All right.
So Penn Holderness.
Hang on.
Penn Holderness is, he has many gifts. He is terrible at, he'll see somebody and it'll be a redhead. He'd be like, oh, it's Julia Roberts. I'm like, honey.
Oh, I know who this woman is. She's not married to Andy Roddick. And it's not Mandy Moore. Her name is Erin Hayes.
Yeah.
She looks a little bit like Mandy Moore.
No,
yeah, a little bit. No. But you're right. I'm terrible at
the
this.
Worst.
You're telling me she doesn't look like Mandy Moore?
No.
I'm going back and forth and I can't really tell the difference. Okay. Erin Hayes. Sorry, Erin Hayes.
Anyway.
Oh, I've got some other ones.
Okay.
So I could do, like, I had this idea where I try to get you interested in sports for 60 seconds.
Is it just 60 seconds?
Yeah, well, so if I keep you interested for 60 seconds, you can continue the conversation. Or we, like, as soon as you lose interest, it's over.
Got it.
Right? So, but, like,
what's
the idea,
my sign for if I lose interest?
Just say I've lost interest.
Got it. Okay.
Can Penn keep Kim interested in sports for more than 60 seconds? Go!
All right, we keep the music going for this one. The Detroit Red Wings Zamboni driver Al Sobotka was fired for urinating in a drain, but has now filed a discrimination lawsuit against the Detroit Red Wings.
I don't know if I care about this.
Al Sobotka is the guy. He's the one. Do you know that when the Detroit Red Wings score goals, people throw octopi on the ice?
I was unaware.
Like fresh octopi. And he would pick them up and he'd twirl them for the fans. And they love that. But then they also caught him
I feel like that's animal abuse.
They're dead. And I think they eat them later on. No, this is part of the intensity, is keeping the music up for this.
Oh, okay. So, I want him to turn the music off.
So, but to me, the thing is that you have to have that on your person for several. You don't throw it out until they score a goal. So imagine like what that's going to smell like in the audience when you have to bring an octopus with you for a goal. But they throw them on there anyway. Detroit's not been very good this year. So maybe they've had to throw fewer octopi. Anyway, the Zamboni dryer like peed in the drain where they kind of let the ice kind of burn out. But he's like, he has a prostate condition and the team is aware of it. So they're like, he's suing them for discrimination after peeing in a drain. See, that didn't last a minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So I've
got
to find better sports ideas for you that'll last for more than. You're going to be a tough sell because that was an interesting story.
Okay.
What you have a problem with?
You
this
know,
music?
I don't do. I think it's like my auditory thing. I don't do well hearing music so in headphones and listening to you.
But that's like a music bed. It's sort of underneath.
Yeah, I don't do well with it.
So not talking is okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay, so we're going to fade that out. All right, so maybe we won't do Penn sports again.
The beauty of sports is like that gets to be your thing.
Yeah,
and I support you.
But no, I don't want to talk about it if you're not interested in it. That's like the challenge of it.
Okay.
Is getting you interested
well,
in something.
Well, that particular story didn't pique my interest.
Yeah.
Like, I have to say, I'm normally a curious person. I do have a lot of questions, but I don't know if I have the energy to ask them about that particular. I hope he is well. I hope his prostate is good, but I don't. But there are sports, like we talked about basketball a couple weeks ago.
Uh huh.
And I because you guys are super into that, I had interest in that.
Right. So if you have family interest, particularly if your son is like really interested in it, that's going to work for you.
Speaking of sports.
Yeah.
He is on a basketball team and they're playing in tournaments, and my travel sports team's parents will feel me. We are in the youth sports stage of parenting.
We have a 7 p.m. game.
Mm-hmm.
And then followed the next day by a 7:10 a.m. game.
That's going to be awesome for one of us.
I'll be honest with you. Like, if we can get our kid to sleep, it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was a coach, like, if you had an 8 a.m. game, you just pretty much bank on everybody being completely miserable that day.
Well, and I guess, like, everybody's going to be miserable. Like, both teams will be miserable.
Sure.
But, like, Penn and I have, you know, very romantic plans of, like, how we want to spend our, you know, 40s. And we talk about weekend trips. And, you know, our airport has now a nonstop flight to Iceland. I'm like, we go to Iceland for the weekend.
Not if you have kids sports.
And not if you have a tournament every weekend.
I'm really excited about this tournament.
I am. You're such a good dad.
Well, he's wanted to be on a travel team forever. He's got so much joy, right? Just in general as a human being. He's such a fun teammate to watch when you see him out there. Like, when he scores a bucket, he thinks he's Steph Curry. He'll, like, do, like, a little celebration dance. And when his teammates score, he's just as excited. So I hope he gets some time playing. He's on a very talented team. I love their coach. But there's, like, 11 really good kids in the team, so who knows how much he's going to play.
Right.
I'm just really excited that this is his first travel tournament. And I've said this before. Kids sports are the clearest windows you can have into the development of your child. Mm-hmm. I think, like, you're able to see something every single week or every single time you see them play. That's growth, and it's fun growth.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, like, that's, I think I'll always remember all those specific things that happen in sports, not just because I'm proud of my kid, but I'll be like, that was when he learned blank. That was when he started to blank. That was when he could, you know, instead of crawling, he was walking. Instead of walking, he was running. Instead of running, he was doing a crossover dribble or a Euro step or something. Same thing with Lola.
Mm-hmm. I know. So. Tennis, I don't know if she'll, how much she'll want to continue with tennis, but yeah. I think that taught her some perseverance and a work ethic that's really admirable. So I think that's the value of youth sports. Not, you know, very, very, very few people go on to do it professionally or even doing it in college, but just having that experience. So yeah. See, I care about sports.
So that's where I've got to trigger it for things that are of personal interest to either you or your immediate family. That's where I got to go. Hockey, too cold for you.
Too cold.
Too cold for you.
And they're like throwing fish onto ice.
I think it's a bivalve, technically. I don't know if it's a fish.
Okay. What's our next segment, honey?
So, okay. This one's going to fail. This is just because I'm obsessed with space. We were supposed to be in Mars by now. We're supposed to have landed humans on Mars by now. Mm-hmm. But, like, there are a lot of missions ramping up. There's, like, discoveries in space. I went and looked at the stars with Lola a couple mm-hmm. nights ago, and she's getting the bug too, the astronomy bug. And I just think we're in this exciting time where maybe in the next 10 years it's going to happen. And so, like, I was thinking of doing, like, a weekly Mars segment.
Just Mars, like, or just space in general?
Space explanation, space exploration, excuse me. But the theme song is just about Mars.
When are we going to Mars?
He's so proud of himself.
When are we going to Mars? We were supposed to go in, like, 2020, and that was 2 years ago. Wondering when we'll finally get to Mars.
You guys, you have to see his face right now. We have these swivel chairs, and he has, like, his hands waving back and forth. I feel like that's the favorite song you've ever written.
It was, yeah. I mean, it didn't rhyme. It was stream of consciousness, but my voice was a freaking robot. And that's what the robots are going to sound like when they're helping me colonize Mars.
Okay, so do you have, like, a fact or a story, or you just want to just bring it up as a possible segment?
This isn't Mars, but I've been obsessed with the planet Europa for over 10 years now.
Yes. Was there, like, a moment, you say 10 years, was there, like, a moment you're like, wow, Europa has my attention?
I was watching the Harry Carey, Will Ferrell thing. This was like 13 years after it came on, but I was, like, trying to memorize it when Harry Carey goes, "Hey, science has found that there may be life on one of the moons of Jupiter." And I was, like, curious about it. So I Googled it, and then it came to Europa. And then I started reading books about it and articles. Europa is an icy planet.
Mm-hmm.
Europa and Enceladus, both, there's possibilities of life. Enceladus had this, like, crazy spume of vapor coming out of its south pole.
Spume?
Which means that there's heat generating somewhere there as well.
Oh, wow.
So, but the theory with Europa is always it's got enough ice that if you get through the ice, it's actually insulated from the coldness of space, and the core of the moon might be such that it heats up the water so that it's really, really cold, but like maybe ammonium water, which freezes at a lot lower level, and that there could be life on Europa. And so this last week, there were these scientists who were studying the sub-ice environments in Greenland. And they have this same like double ridge. So they found a double ridge on Europa and a double ridge on Greenland that both have something to do with the water getting into and not freezing underneath the ice and getting trapped there. And so it was these scientists from Greenland like, holy crap, the same thing is on Europa. And guess what? There's like creatures living underneath the ice in Greenland. So that means there's really very likely life in Europa. How are we going to get to see it? It's going to be really, really hard. We have to like drill through Lord knows how much ice.
Yeah, we have to get there.
Yeah. And the life may not be like, it's not going to be like a cute puppy dog.
If it's living, it'd be like a little
lizard,
like,
a little eel, probably an eel looking thing. But that was a discovery this last week.
Okay.
So yeah.
That was very educational.
Did I enthrall you partially?
Yeah, I feel like, you know what, that's going to be helpful for me. Like, I'm going to be at a cocktail party and somebody's going to talk about something and I'm going to be like, you guys, did you know? And I'll have that as a fun fact. And I love how much you love space.
Yeah, it's right there, you know, at night. And there's all these stars and it's just this feeling of... And I love this feeling of insignificance. Mm-hmm. I know that can be depressing to some people, but just how small we are and how many possibilities there are just looking up at the stars. And I just think we're on, like, we've got enough billionaires now who are going to, they're going to, you know, have this little ego contest to see which one gets there first. And maybe that'll get us there quicker than governments who have to get spending approved.
You and I go back and forth on that. Like, I feel like all of these billionaires could solve the problems here very quickly.
They can do both.
You're right. Quite honestly, they could do both. They could be solving world hunger and having an ego trip, a literal ego trip, and going into space.
Yeah.
But I just think it's their money, blah, blah, blah. But still, I think it's so irresponsible when they're like jetting away from a population that's suffering. Anyway, Kim, welcome to my TED Talk.
I know.
But Penn's like, it's space. I'm like, yeah.
You make a good point, but they have enough money to do both. They have enough money to make a big difference in impoverished countries and hell. I mean, I just think this is the crazy thing. I think that we're taking such poor care of our country and our world,
yeah.
That we might need this crap.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, we may need to go somewhere else. Not us, but 8-9 generations from now. So Anyway, so that was my Mars one.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got two more. One of them we won't do now, but like I like just calling people and not telling them we're going to call them.
Which
and
I think is
them.
Illegal.
We would ask them. This isn't live. So we would get their permission afterwards.
Okay.
But if we have a question, just like we used to just call like Julie all the time and wake her up. And just see what she's up to. This is...
Let's call one of our friends without telling them that we are recording them and see if they can maybe contribute to this podcast. Oh, yeah.
So one of our friends?
Yeah. Just like randomly to see how they're doing?
If it makes you feel any better, I really only spent about 3 minutes on each of these songs.
Yeah, that's the one I have a question mark. Like, maybe if our friend is like a really good at X and our question relates to...
I think this is an unplanned one.
Got
you. You have to be wandering into this place and then being like, I wonder, blah, blah, blah. Well, my friend knows. Boom.
And let's go.
And then there you go.
Let me call one of our friends. Okay.
Got it.
So we got that one. That's in the hopper.
Yeah. And I think like legally you have to tell somebody they're recording, but we'll get permission and they won't.
Of course. Yeah. We call them. And then like afterwards we'd say, is it okay that we just did that? And maybe lawyers will tell you, well, prima facie, ipso facto, you have to do it beforehand. I don't know. We could call our lawyer and ask him.
We could call him
if it's legally.
We have an attorney that like looks over contracts and stuff, and they charge by like 7-minute increments. And Penn and I are so acutely aware of like the clock.
At 6:30, we get off the phone.
Yeah. So if our call starts at 2 p.m., they're like, "Hey, how was your weekend? It was great. Here you go." And then by like it's like 206-59 and we're like, okay, bye.
Should we call him right now?
No.
Okay. So this is where we're gonna run into trouble because I'm just gonna want to call people all the time.
Not our attorney.
And that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, good God, if the answer to that question is more than 7 minutes long.
It would be, Kenny.
All right, last one. My stupid inventions.
It's Ben's stupid inventions with no clue how to make them. It's Ben's stupid inventions. He really only half baked them. It's Ben's stupid inventions. Please promise that you won't take them. Cause he's kinda lazy and hasn't really started on any of these yet.
Okay, you. So what's your stupid invention?
I don't have one this week. I had one like 2 weeks ago that this would have been good, which was the man purse.
But it's just a purse.
No, it's a man purse. It's a little bigger.
I think we're getting into some gender
stuff. It's smaller than a... It's actually roughly the size of a women's purse.
Yeah.
But it's trendy for guys because I will wear it.
And you know, you're the height of fashion.
I'll wear
right
it
now.
Out to like Raleigh.
You're wearing a shirt that has a hole in the armpit and people are going to. Is that not the one with the hole in the armpit?
No, oh, okay. It's not this one.
People are going to look at you as a fashion icon.
Yeah, because of how comfortable I'm going to be with it. And then they're going to look and say, so just in case you guys missed, I just think men should start wearing purses. I think they should put them across their bodies. I think they would look different from women's. They're not going to be like pearly and have like glam on them, but men have tight pants. We don't like putting things in our pockets because they're so tight that they're stick. Like my phone looks like I have an extra thigh when I'm wearing it right now. And when I ask my wife if I can just put it in her purse, she's like, no, it's too small and I have my things in it and I don't have room for yours. I would like to have, and also, like, I could hold all of your stuff gladly with this thing. But men should be walking around. We should be the ones walking around with purses.
I agree that you should be the person carrying the stuff.
It's more of a statement that's going to become a lucrative multi-billion dollar
this
industry.
This is the second time you've brought up, like, making money off stuff. It's so funny.
Yeah, what's going on with me right now? I don't
very
really
financially motivated
it.
This podcast, which is not normal.
Yeah. It does seem like I'm doing all of this to make more money, doesn't it?
Because this is not...
I don't really need to make more money. Although, I do think that this man purse...
Although, by the way, speaking of money, they've not paid us for the Amazing Race. We do have plans on how we are going to share this money and we want to tell people, but I feel like we need to have the money before we can tell people about that. We've not been paid.
I don't know that it happens super fast.
Well, they're probably wanting to hold on to it for as long as they want.
Well, they definitely said they weren't going to give it to us until the show was over. And that makes sense because then could you imagine like getting the money and then just all of a sudden you have the money? It's going
to go buy a boat.
Well, people are going to know. Mm-hmm. The bankers, at least.
But headlines, our life is not going to change a whole lot.
No. All right. So that's stupid inventions. Mm-hmm. We've got Would You Rather. We've got favorite things. We've got Let's Call One of Our Friends. We've got Mars.
And just, if I could, we're just getting super meta here and you guys get to listen to how we workshop things. If I were allowed to have an opinion on this, because I walked upstairs, he's like, I have songs, we're going to do it. And that was the fight. I was like, I would prefer to actually record another type of podcast. And he's like, no, I have segments, we're doing this. And so that started the fight. I wouldn't mind having like a guest or like a question of the week that we did like a deeper dive into,
mm-hmm.
maybe just like a deeper dive and then doing the segments on the back end.
You mean like that book of questions?
Book of questions.
You know, the book of questions.
The book of questions.
Like if you could have 1 year of total bliss, but then you would have to die afterwards.
No. Like, so we're going to have a podcast guest on in a few weeks. Like, what's an NFT? Because I feel like we follow a lot of people who are like buying NFTs. So we're going to, you know, that could be a question of the week. And we have a guest to do, or it's a personal question of, you know,
it's obviously an important question because we can't get this guy to come on the podcast.
I know I'm like, there's a lot of people who know about these things. We need to probably try somebody else.
Well, I want someone who can explain it to me like I am an idiot.
because we are on this topic.
Everyone is, right? Like, if you are an expert on NFTs, that's check mark one. But check mark two, if you're an expert on NFTs and you can explain it to people who aren't experts on NFTs, you are an endangered species right now.
Well, they look like JPEGs. I'm like, you just paid $60,000 for a JPEG.
It's content that it's music, it's videos, it's stuff that we have.
We could
make money off of this.
Again, this is Penn looking to make money off. You're just going to sit in your... Okay, new way.
I'm really not that opportunistic, I promise.
He's not, which is like, all of this is like so weird.
We could make money off of Mars.
Oh my God.
We could sponsor all of these segments.
Stop.
All right, let's move on.
So what did you guys think? This was a little all over the place, but I think most of our podcasts are all over the place.
This was, you say that. We were workshopping our segments.
Yeah.
And we delivered exactly what we promised.
And I will say, I've been looking to have some more joy. I've been looking personally outside of what we produce to find some more joy. So if you're in that mood too, we hope that this podcast, as well as the rest of our content, can just be a little piece of joy in an otherwise crazy, crazy world. Please let us know what you think.
Yeah. Kim, what was your favorite of the musical opens?
Oh, gosh.
We can send people out with your favorite one.
The question one, maybe?
Okay, so this one.
Do you have any questions for us? Here is where we answer them. We will try our best to get to as many questions as we can.
And then slow fade out, and we say goodbye.
Yeah, okay, guys, I love you. See you soon. Or maybe not see you, but like I'll talk to you, like on the internet. Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.